theater of the air.
Shell South Africa and Shell dealers throughout the Republic take pleasure in presenting Kill for the Law by Stan Christie. Kill for the Law has been specially adapted and produced by Michael Silver for Shell.
Listen to the sound of Le Mans. The drama of the Daytona 24 Hour. The Brands Hatch 500 Mile. The Monaco Grand Prix. These are some of the great motor races of the world.
Here, on these engine-punishing endurance tracks, here a motor oil must give the ultimate in lubrication. And that's why so many world champion drivers like Graham Hill and Dennis Hulme rely on Shell motor oil.
From the knowledge, from the experience gained on the great racetracks of the world, Shell has developed a motor oil for you, the motorist. An oil to give you the best in engine protection. Shell Super Motor Oil.
Most world championship races are won on Shell.
Reason enough for using Shell Super Motor Oil in your car?
And now, Kill for the Law by Stan Christie.
Sergeant, give us a speech.
Well, I don't exactly know how to start making a speech. Not on this occasion, anyways. You know what they say? Me and Mary ain't losing a daughter. We're gaining a son. I don't rightly know if I ever want to gain a son like that big, lanky mug over there. But I have to remember, he's my superior. The cops, he's a lieutenant, and I'm just a sergeant. But joking apart, I couldn't want for a better son if he was my own boy. And I couldn't ask for a better husband for Janie. And before I burst into tears, I think the Lute had better do his own speech if I...
That's right. Okay. Sergeant Dewey there has all the advantages. Sure, I got the rank. Well, I went to college, that's why. No kidding. Sean Dooley and me, we've shared a squad car for 3 years now. I can't speak for him, but I've got no grouses. Well, I fell in love with his daughter. I guess that happens to all of us sooner or later. There's always some doll. Well, Jane and me. Look, that's how it is. I've got nothing more to say. Except it's great to see all of you. It's great of you to come along and wish us well. That's all I can say.
Quiet evening, Harry.
That's how I like it, Sean. If we had enough evidence, we could pick up that rat Sammy Nickel. But everybody around him keeps stalling.
Yeah, I'd rather arrest a rattlesnake than that gunman.
Town gets worse all the time. Sammy Nickel walks around and sneers at us. Slim Fidelio was shot dead last week.
Yeah, big shot Johnny Hart sits up there in homicide and does nothing.
Well, it isn't his fault. There's no clues, nothing. Two men drove up and shot Fidelio, then drove away again. End of message. There's nothing anybody can do.
Calling car 24. Come in, please.
Well, it's us, sir. Car 24 reporting, 4th and Main.
Proceed to 3rd Avenue, Madison Corner. We received a report that a fur warehouse has been broken into.
Will do. Over and out. Let's go, Bob. 3rd and Madison.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
exit?
Out the alley over there. I'm going in, Sean. You're covering me from the end of the alley, huh?
Well, but let me go in, Sean.
No, you don't. I'm going. That's an order.
Look, we don't even know who's in there.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
If anything sort of happened, what would I tell Janie?
Well, Pop, that's what it means to be a cop. You know that.
There's nobody, well, relying on me, son. Now, if
we sit here yakking like two old women, all we do is waste the city's money. Cover me. I don't want to pull rank on you, Pop, but that's an order.
I'll just watch it, son.
Pull a gun and stay here, Pop.
Okay, son.
And for the love of Pete, don't shoot me.
Just raise your
hand nice and close. Drop
that gun!
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Janie.
Well, what is it? What's wrong?
Oh, just tired, I guess.
Oh, something's happened. Tell me.
Nothing. Just cop stuff, routine.
Cops?
Well, we ran into a mite of trouble on Madison and 3rd, the fur warehouse on the corner there. There's a bit of a shootout.
Harry, is he hurt?
No, Janie, he's okay. He'll be along, but he's taking a prisoner. And the guy, well, you have to take him to the hospital.
But Harry's all right.
Yeah, he's. I guess that's him now.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh, darling.
Hi, Pops.
Hi there, Harry. Been to the precinct station?
Nope, I gave it a miss. I can turn in a report tomorrow.
Did you get the name of the guy you took to hospital?
Yeah, Gavetsky. He was from the Polish area across the railroad tracks.
Quit blaming yourself, boy. He had a gun. He used it. You would have better shot, that's all.
It's a nice night. Real good outside. I'm going to take a walk.
Want me along, Harry?
Yeah. Yeah, Jane.
I'll just fix my face.
Now, don't take it so hard, Harry.
Look, you're doing all the talking. Just shut up about it. Sorry, Sean. I'm kind of strung up.
That's all right, son.
I was never cut out to be a cop. It was a crummy thing to do. Okay, I had to. It was self-defense, anything you like. But I don't feel good.
I'm ready, Harry.
All right, come on then, kid. Let's get some air. Mist's coming up.
Yeah.
Look, I know you're a cop's daughter. I know your old man is one of the finest men on the force. It's hard to say this to you.
But
Jane, suppose I cut out the cops. Look at it anyway. Pay's lousy. I could do something else. I can get a job anywhere. Why, with my degree. Well?
Well, whatever you want to do, Harry. You know, anything you do is all right with me.
Look, that guy Ronaldo. Imagine him as a kid. Poor family. Rotten home. Too many kids, no decent education. So he goes out the rails. He has to make a fast buck, or where does he end? Skid Row, maybe? So a cop catches him out on the job, and Ronaldo sees the jail bars between him and humanity. And he pulls a gun.
And you had to shoot him.
I could have wounded him. But there he is in the morgue, and here am I walking by the river. Maybe he has a wife, maybe a mother.
There were two of them and one of you.
Sure. I don't have to justify myself, it's not. It's just that I can't go on being a cop, that's all.
Well, it won't make any difference to me, I mean.
It'll make a difference to me. Yes, and to you too, Jane. Whatever you say and whatever you think, it'll make a difference. But that's the way it has to be. I feel like a quick drink at Tony's bar, then I'll turn it.
I understand.
Thanks. Good night, kid. Just remember, I love you.
And I love you, Harry. I always love you.
What do you mean?
Say, isn't it right what you tell me? You put the chill on this Ronaldo today. Boy, you've been asking for it.
Forget it.
Lieutenant, I got some news for you.
Well, what is it?
Lieutenant Logan, I don't speak to cops, no, so I keep my nose clean. I'm not a crook. But you see, I'm just running a bar like
this. Sure. What's the news?
I like a tough guy. I was in the Marines one time. Listen, if you ever a man called Sammy Nicol.
Racketeer?
Sure. I got the goods on him, Luke. I can stick him away for so long, they forget his name.
Don't talk so loud. Nicol's tough as they come.
What?
Now turn on that jukebox. Now give it to me.
Well, Sammy was behind the Fidelio killing.
Fidelio was a racket, man. So much I know.
Right. Here's what you don't know. Driving the car was Louis Kovetsky. He put him in hospital today. Kovetsky would trade evidence against Sammy for a deal that kept him out of the electric chair.
Is this on the level?
Sure. I know you cops want Sammy. Of course,
okay. Now I know. Thanks, Tony.
Oh, it's just one thing more. Fidelio was killed because he was gone moving on the protection game. Get the setup.
Sure. Keep your lip buttoned, Tony. I don't want you to be found in a gutter some dark night.
13.
I'll be seeing you.
Harry Logan, Sean, let me in.
Oh, sure, Harry. Yeah, I locked up. I was going to bed. Come on in.
Thanks.
Jane went to bed, Harry.
It isn't Jane I'm looking for, Sean. I just got a steer on Sammy Nicol. He's still hanging out at the Meridian Hotel, ain't he?
Yeah, you gonna pick him up? I reckon we can't handle this one. Not two men in a squad car. No, we need a dozen men, a couple of back way, and be prepared for gunfire. Sure, I know it'll be a big feather in your cap to pick him up, Harry, but...
Nope, not me.
Sit down, son. I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now listen to me, boy. What happened in that warehouse?
Why don't we just forget
it? It's water under the bridge. Cop protect society. That gun you carry means a lot of little guys can move about the streets without being pushed around by thugs. That's a tough job, sure, a dirty job sometimes, but Harry, it has to be done.
No, not by me.
I'm proud of my job. I'm proud of the uniform I wear. Yeah, and like it or not, I'm proud of you, boy.
Sure, a bartender sold me the same thing a while back. He didn't have to see Ronaldo's face. I did.
Well, if that's the way you want it, son.
It isn't the way I want it. Don't you understand that? I can't, Sean. Call me what you like, but I can't do it anymore.
Lots of youngsters seem to think that way these days. Maybe it's good or bad. How do I know? Okay, you're going to quit the cops, right? Let's have the lowdown on Sammy Nicol.
Well, I got this from Tony, the barman.
All about it. Read about gangsters. What, Lieutenant?
Who got bumped up last night, Lemmy?
Oh, some guy called Tony Lucano.
Tony Lucano.
Read all about gangsters.
Shell announced a dramatic breakthrough in lubrication. Shell Research has developed the toughest engine protector for all cars.
Shell's Super Motor Oil 100 with LSH. It means improved protection and performance for your car.
Shell Super Motor Oil 100 is a new breakthrough in lubrication because it wraps an extra oil shield around your engine.
The scientific new discovery LSH has been proved in the laboratory and in all driving conditions to cut down engine wear, oil consumption, and running costs.
No matter what the extremes of temperature, new Shell Super 100 retains its vital viscosity, resisting thin-out,
actually prolongs engine life by cutting harmful deposits and eliminating premature power loss.
Your local dealer can wrap this extra oil shield round your engine now.
Next top-up, next oil change. Insist on Shell Super Motor Oil 100 with LSH, the toughest engine protector for all cars.
Morning, Johnny. You on homicide detail these days?
Hi, Harry. How's the boy? Yeah, I'm homicide.
So, Tony Lucano was killed last night, huh?
Yeah. Say, there was some shootout you walked into yesterday. You'll be off the safe and left squad and into homicide before you know it.
Tony Lucano passed some information last night. Somebody must have seen me talking to him.
But so far, we have no clues, Harry. I mean, a barkeeper gets killed. There might be a million reasons.
The reason here is called Sammy Nico. We have the evidence on the Fidelio murder right in the hospital with a guard sitting by the Kovetsky beside. Yeah, I'm a great gunman, me and Wyatt Earp. I'm quitting, Johnny.
Quitting the cops? You must be crazy. You're marrying Dooley's daughter, aren't you, Harry?
I talked it over with her.
Well, maybe you got the right end of the stick. The pay's lousy, and the hours they wouldn't expect a dog to work. Yeah, there's always some risk. Not that you care about that, but it doesn't add up to much, does it?
I'm just a bad cop, Johnny, that's all.
Darn nuts, it's a laugh. There's something about it that gets you, that's all. If I was you... Oh, hold it a sec. Yeah. Yeah. Look, Beamish and O'Reilly are patrolling that area. I'll send the car over. Just hold everything, base.
Trouble?
Yeah, trouble. Your witness, Kovetsky. A man with a mask over his face walked into the hospital ward and shot him. Wounded the guard and walked out. There goes your evidence.
This city's gone crazy. Dog eat dog, kill or be killed. There just has to be another way, a better way.
Uh-huh. Well, you find it, Harry, old man. I'm going to be just a trifle busy for the next few hours.
Car 17 and 80. Reported robbery in Washington Avenue. Number 56 on the third block reported. Over.
Well, ain't us anyway.
No, not this time.
Yeah, it was too bad about Tony. With his evidence and the goods on Kovetsky, we could have moved in. I mean, Nico would be inside in days.
Yeah, but it didn't work that way. They tell me crime is the biggest industry in the country. And nobody came.
Now, don't get all twisted up about it, son.
Maybe we get the kind of society we deserve.
You went to college, Harry. I never did. You thought things over about leaving the cops.
I sent in my resignation today.
I'll never understand you. Give me a big spiel about crime and how bad things are. You're the guy that could help stop it. So what do? Walk out. It don't make sense.
Sick of it. Sick of crooks, racketeers, informers, and stool pigeons, a whole dirty, rotten mess. I want to live like a human being. This way, you have to be hard. You have to be something of a rat to fight rats.
You mean I'm a rat, Harry?
You know, I didn't mean it that way, Sean.
Yeah, I know. It's time we checked in at the station. Might be something new on Nico.
I could use a cup of coffee and a ham on rye anyhow.
I'll head that way.
You want to see me, Johnny?
Remember I told you today somebody walked into that hospital and shot your prisoner as Kovetsky?
So?
Well, this is the news. Kovetsky is the original guy they couldn't kill. You hit him in the chest and shoulder. The gunman hit him three times more.
But he's still alive?
Yeah, just. But you know the way it is with rats like that. He won't talk to a cop. The doctors are doing their best, but he's slipping away. If he goes without talking, there goes our evidence on Nickel.
So it isn't a homicide case?
Not yet. But the Fidelio case is. We know Nickel killed Fidelio, but we can't prove it. We have to have independent evidence. Harry, I feel like taking a gun and wrapping it around Nico's ears. Well, that's odd, I know, but we have to get the evidence.
Not we. You have to get the evidence. I resigned today.
Yeah, but this is serious. Now, who was that guy, the gunman who walked into the hospital?
Don't you understand? I'm tired of it. They can make rings around us. They don't need evidence. They just need a .38 and enough guts to shoot a man in the back. We have to spend our time scheming and conniving for what? To watch this scum win in the end.
Boy, you sure have it bad. Well, I guess there isn't any more I can say, is there?
No, Johnny. Sorry. And thanks.
Look, if you walk out, you strengthen them, don't you understand? Hang on a minute. Hart speaking. Uh-huh. Well, what can he do by himself? He must be crazy. What? You say you left a message. Okay, give it to me. Yeah. Now, look, nobody ever thought for one second Logan lacked guts.
What is it, Johnny?
Just a minute, boy. He's with me now, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell him.
They were talking about me.
Uh-huh. Sean Dooley's gone down to the hospital in your car. He heard about Kovetsky dying. He's taking over where you left off.
He can't do that. Have you got a car here?
Look, Harry, I think he's right. You're turning in your shield, and Sean is an old cop. He won't do anything stupid.
That crazy Irishman would do anything. If there's trouble, he'll be in it. Lend me a car.
Car? You'll need a squad.
There isn't time.
Hart speaking, homicide. He did? Where? Wait, let me get it on. The Meridian Hotel. Okay. Harry Kovetsky talked. He talked to Dooley, then he talked, but it wasn't a sworn deposition. Kovetsky's dead, Harry. Well, what he said was a deathbed confession. Now, in law,
Dooley's gone to pick up Sammy Nico, is that it?
Yeah.
The car.
Okay, I'll fix the transport.
Nico.
All the flight.
Lieutenant Logan, robbery details. Sergeant Dooley came in just now. Where is he?
Room 36.
And don't ring Sammy, Nico, or I'll throw you in jail so fast it'll make your head spin. Come on. Open up, police. Well, you're alive. That's one thing. Where's Nico?
Oh, he isn't here. He never was. It's an empty room.
I'll wring that desk clerk's neck. Quick, we have to get down before Sammy Nico gets away. There's nobody here. Lobby's empty.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
You stay here and keep in cover behind one of these pillars.
No, son. Look, you're resigning.
Do what you're told, Dooley. I have a hunch Sammy Nico is still in the building.
Well, maybe he'll come easy, son. Just let me...
Come easy? Sammy Nico on a murder rap? Look, he's dynamite, and you're not as young as you used to be. There must be a fire escape and an alley door where they take the trash out. Hang on here for the squad.
Back up first.
Nico, I'm taking you in on a charge. Put that gun down.
You on the back, and I'm the old cop.
Is he?
Never mind about him. He got what he deserved. You're hurt.
I'll be okay, son. I'm an old cop.
Lie on the couch and stop talking.
For a guy who just resigned,
You're a ball of fire, Harry boy.
You can go in now, Miss Dooley.
Thanks, Doctor. Come on, Harry. Oh, Pop. Pop.
Don't worry about me, girl. I'm an old cop. It takes more than a bullet to kill me.
Oh. Hi, Sean. How you feeling?
Oh, fine. I'll be up and out in time for the wedding, Harry.
You will? Well, that's well.
Sure. Jane will walk down the aisle in my arm with the music playing.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Oh, Pop, you're wonderful.
You should have seen this man of yours in that hotel lobby. If it hadn't been for him, I'd have been playing the harp by now. Still resigning, son?
Well, you know what they say. Once a cop, always a cop. Guess I have to stay with it.
Now, you two, quit all this police talk. We've got a million things to do before the wedding. Oh, the flowers. You'd better order those, Harry. And,
yeah.
And you must tell Johnny Hart not to forget anything. He's the best man, after all. Oh, the ring. You will give him the ring, Harry.
Yeah, sure, baby.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah?
Look at Harry's hands. They're shaking.
Well, a guy doesn't get married every day, Pop.
Look at him, Jane. Look at your tough cop now. Try and look happy, son. You're going to get married, not hanged.
Listen to the sound of Le Mans. The drama of the Daytona 24 Hour. The Brands Hatch 500 Mile. The Monaco Grand Prix. These are some of the great motor races of the world.
Here on these engine-punishing endurance tracks. Here, a motor oil must give the ultimate in lubrication, and that's why so many world champion drivers like Graham Hill and Dennis Hulme rely on Shell motor oil.
From the knowledge, from the experience gained on the great racetracks of the world, Shell has developed a motor oil for you, the motorist. An oil to give you the best in engine protection. Shell Super Motor Oil.
Most world championship races are won on Shell.
Reason enough for using Shell Super Motor Oil in your car?
And so ends Kill for the Law by Stan Christie. Michael Mayer played the part of Harry Logan. Stuart Brown was Sergeant Dooley. And others in the cast were Joanna Palmer, Gabriel Bayman, and Hugh Rust. The play was adapted and produced by Michael Silver for Shell.